When Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, I live in Southwest Houston, my family and I, and several times in the first 48 hours, water, the streets flooded, water came up into the yard, but it never came into our house. The closest we got was on Sunday morning before Labor Day, about 2 a.m. I woke up and could tell it was raining really hard. I got up and looked outside and the water was all the way up to the front doorstep. And I was pretty panicked that water was about to be in the house, but it quit raining, water receded, and so we never actually had any water in our house. And within a day or two after Hurricane Harvey hit, I began to get telephone calls, both from some national ministry leaders like Kevin Palau with the Luis Palau Association in Portland, Oregon, and I began to get calls from people here in Houston where pastoral prayer networks that Mission Houston had worked to get established more than a decade ago. Those networks had lit up, had begun doing the work of rescue, recovery, and now rebuild. And in their conversations with me, they were just describing what was happening, what they were learning, what they needed. Pretty quickly, it became apparent to me that there were more than a dozen networks that were doing that kind of work across the city. And so I convened a team that included Chad Clarkson and BJ Ramon, Ginger Harris, Marilyn Lee, and Keelan Cook, who all have city assignments and who were also in touch with these networks. And over a brief period, over a several-day period of time, we began to recognize that there was a need for somebody at the city who is kind of taking the city-wide look to help these networks communicate with one another, to solve problems that the networks had, to share resources. I remember we've all laughed about this call. I got a call one day from somebody who said, I've got an 18-wheeler coming from Fort Bend, Indiana, that's got 400 chainsaws on it. Do you have any need for those? I just thought that was a funny kind of thing that I never in ministry would have considered needing to know the answer to. But pretty quickly through this network, we were able to send some text, ask the question, and within a couple of hours, we were able to distribute those chainsaws to places all across the city that apart from that network, maybe the resource would have been lost. Over a period of time, I'm just continuing to unfold that story, what we began to hear from all of the networks where this work was taking place was that there is going to be a need for someone paid to do this work, to keep it alive over the long haul. We learned from Ike that often the recovery ran out before the resources got to the most economically challenged communities in the city. And the scope of Harvey being so much greater than the scope of Ike or some of the other, like Tax Day and Memorial Day floods, we recognized that compassion fatigue was going to set in, and that there was going to be a real need for us to have some kind of clear plan that would empower these congregational networks to continue doing the work over a long period of time. Some were saying at that time 2-3 years. Now they're saying 3 to 5 years where this work is going to have to be done. And we were wondering about, so in the more affluent communities like the Woodlands or like Katy, places like that, Clear Lake, how did we get resources that were available there to communities that didn't have as many resources like Trinity Gardens or Cashmere Gardens and the Fifth Ward? And so we began to enlarge our circle of conversation. We began to talk to people in the business community. In particular, I had a conversation with Peter Forbes, who was the founding executive director of the National Christian Foundation of Houston. He quickly got engaged in the conversation, suggested that perhaps the money to pay these project managers could come from members of the foundation. He engaged Waters Davis and Lloyd Benson. Waters is the current executive director. Lloyd was the first, the founding chairman of the board for the Houston Christian Foundation. We began to have conversations with Matt Johns, who's the executive director of VOAD, which is kind of on the secular side, the city side, the organizations that get mobilized in a crisis to respond. I hope what you're hearing is that there was just this growing, ever-enlarging network of folks who were asking the question, what do we do to sustain the recovery over a long period of time? How do we do this in a way that doesn't duplicate resources? How do we make sure that we're talking to the broadest range of people in the city? About 2 weeks ago, we had a conversation with a team of about 15 people who represented the variety of stakeholders that I've been describing to you. And where we are today is the National Christian Foundation of Houston, under the leadership of Waters Davis, Peter Forbes, and Lloyd Benson, are working on raising more than $1 million to be able to pay these project managers. And we're trying to do that in a way that allows the networks, the regional networks, to hire their own project managers. So it's locally driven. Relational capital is already there. They know that part of the city and what the resources and the needs are. But doing that in a way that connects all of those project managers so that we can learn, the left hand can learn what the right hand is doing. We hope that there will be a common language that will develop by these project managers being in relationship and in communication with one another. We hope we'll be conserving the learning out of that for the next hurricane or the next flood that comes. It's been really fun, and that's a work that's still in progress. We're not complete. We've not raised the money. We've not hired the first project manager, though I think that will happen in the next couple of weeks. The thing that was most encouraging to me about that is that Faith Walking started 10 years ago out of this belief that we weren't making the kinds of disciples in local congregations who could function together missionally, who could work together collaboratively, that we were isolated in our own silos, working out of our own out of our own set of resources and desires. And it's been fascinating and fabulous to watch as a city the size and complexity and the dynamic nature of the city, watching people from all walks of life talking with one another, sharing resources, collaborating, finding the best solutions to the problems. Though we're still very clearly in process of seeing what I've been describing to you come to fruition, it's also clear to me that it's going to come to fruition, and the byproduct of that is that the recovery is going to be more effective, it's going to be sustained for a longer period of time, and the most under-resourced communities in the city are going to have access to resources that will complete the recovery in their community. And I give thanks to God for that.